Hello and thank you for downloading Witness from the BBC World Service. In January 1945, thousands of people, most of them civilians, died when a German ship sank in the Baltic. It's thought to be one of the worst maritime disasters in history. Neil Rozelle reports.
It's January 27th, 1945. Soviet armies are racing for Berlin, keen to avenge the millions of Russians who died at the hands of the Nazis. German civilians in their path are terrified. One of them, a boy, grabs one last thing before running.
My uncle had a summer uniform stored in our apartment, and I happened to find a nice big Swiss knife. I took it, I stole it, and stuck it into my pants.
Horst Voigt is 10 years old. He and his mother are running to the port of Gdynia on the frozen Baltic coast. There, a ship, the Wilhelm Gustloff, promises to take them to safety.
I've never been on a big ship. It looked like Titanic, you know.
It's like the Love Boat, like a giant cruise ship.
It was a cruise ship built for the workers to go on holidays. It had everything there, like dance floors and swimming pools. And it wasn't a warship by no means.
Not built for war, but it was part of the war effort. On January 30th, 1945, the Wilhelm Gustloff set off for the German city of Kiel, with submarine crews and others hoping to continue the fight against Russia and her allies. But of the estimated 10,000 people on board, most are civilian refugees. They're squeezed into every available space. That night, Horst and his mother sleep in their life jackets, a wise precaution. Their ship is being stalked by a Soviet submarine.
My mom woke me up, and then the next thing I know, within seconds, another bang, and then another bang. That was the second and third torpedoes. We ran out of the cabin, and I managed to climb up the stairs, and my mom almost made it to the top and fell all the way down. And then, of course, I was standing on top and screaming my head off, Mom, 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 you know. And eventually, Mom was able to grab the railing and pull herself up to the top. And once she got there, we had to go another set of steps, and we were on the outside looking down onto the lifeboats. That was the fortunate part. The majority of people never even made it to the top. They all drowned within the first half hour, I would say, you know. A lot of people were trampled to death on the stairs like the children. And because can you imagine there was 8,000 people trying to get up, I don't know, 6, 8 stairs? It's pretty hard.
So you and your mother, you're on the very top of the ship, the superstructure, and you're looking down at the lifeboats. What do you see?
Of course, there were already a lot of people there, mostly women, children, and elderly. And there were Marines there making decisions who gets into the lifeboat. There were 22 lifeboats, 11 on each side. But because when the torpedoes hit, the ship took a 15 degrees tip to the port side right away. So no lifeboat got loose on the starboard side, okay? And on the port side, about 6 or 7 got loose. The rest were frozen. They didn't even get loose. So in general, all they got is maybe 7 lifeboats. And you can put about 70 people into a lifeboat.
On deck, the crew fired flares into the darkness. In the wheelhouse, they radioed for help. Meanwhile, Horst and his mother climbed into one of the few lifeboats.
We got loaded into the lifeboat, lowered onto the water. When you're lowered, you're only about 15 feet away from the ship. And anybody that jumps right around you, and a lot of the people jumped. And then they all try to get onto the lifeboat, and of course they pull you over, and they get hit over the head with the paddle, and they get hit on the hands, and you know, just gruesome, just awful. Most of them died, and those are the things you, they're in your head. You You can't get rid of it. You try hard not to remember, but it's impossible.
Unlike the Titanic, which took more than 2 hours to sink, the Wilhelm Gustloff is going down quickly. On Horst's lifeboat, there's panic.
All of a sudden, they started to scream. The ropes are frozen to the lifeboat. We cannot get away from the ship. Who's got a knife? And guess, the only person on that lifeboat with a knife was me. It saved my life, my mom's life. And my mom has never forgotten that. All her life I was her hero. So, I mean, it makes you feel good. You know, like you rescued 69 people, including your own, and it's a 10-year-old. That's important, you know. I've never forgotten that. I mean, I can still see the knife. I can still see them screaming at us, like, who's got a knife? And nobody, everybody looked at each other, and nobody had them. And because there were, what, half of them were kids anyway, like 35, 40 children were in that lifeboat. The rest were women and elderly. And then after that, they cut the ropes, we got away, and we watched the Gustloff go lower and lower, and the lights went dimmer and dimmer because she was sinking, and then all of a sudden she was totally gone. And the lights were out, and it was dark and cold.
The air temperature was minus 18 degrees. The seas were rough, and on the waves, Horst saw bodies rise and fall.
You cannot describe the actual action and sorrow and what happened and how the people died. And the life jacket, in most cases, were too big, and when the kids landed in the water, they would turn upside down, so they would all basically all drown. The feet go up and the heads go down. Oh, God, it's hard to describe, really. You know, I still have to cry. I'm an old man, but I can't help it, you know. It's the emotion is still there, and you never forget it.
It's hard to know how many people died that night. The crush to board the ship in the first place meant there was no accurate manifest. Estimates range from around 7,000 dead to more than 9,000 dead. Either figure dwarfs the 1,500 lost in the sinking most people know about, the Titanic.
Wie schwer auch die Krise im Augenblick sein mag, sie wird durch unseren unabänderlichen Willen.
The Wilhelm Gustloff sank on the day of Hitler's final radio address. It, of course, promised victory. But the Red Army would not be stopped. Hitler would be dead by May, and Horst Voigt, though rescued at sea, would still face the Russian fury on land.
No child 10 years old should go what I had to go through. I've been personally shot at. Bunch of drunks, the Russian soldiers out in the field took me as a target. I was walking back from school. I watched rape. This Russian mongrel officer came in and opened the door, pulled his gun, and grabbed my mother's girlfriend and did his thing, and we had to sit there and watch him.
Horst and his mother did finally escape. He now lives in Canada, where, like most places, few have ever heard of the worst maritime disaster in history.
Neil Rozelle. For details of our complete range of downloads and our terms of use, go to bbcworldservice.com/podcasts.